USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
New Year's 2021 in Times Square saw a limited number of VIPs and not the throngs that normally invade the New York City landmark this time of year. There was no ball drop, just a giant TV screen with a carmaker advertisement and a clock. An Indiana law requiring women considering an abortion receive an ultrasound at least 18 hours before the procedure goes into effect today. The legal fight that lasted more than 4 years from the time that then-Governor Mike Pence signed the measure. For women considering abortions, ultrasound are an important part of informed consent counseling. Indiana Attorney General Curtis Hill posted to Twitter on Thursday night. College football's bowl season continues. Rose Bowl, Sugar Bowl, Peach Bowl, and Citrus Bowl will all be played today. This is USA Radio News.
We've all heard it. Eat healthy. But what does eating healthy mean? Sure, there are countless diets out there, but they contradict each other. Yet all experts agree we should eat a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. Whole fruits and vegetables are the perfect fuel to power the cells in your body, giving you the stamina you need to handle your day-to-day activities. And that's what Balance of Nature is. Whole fruits and vegetables delivered to you in a convenient capsule form for only 22 cents a serving. Our proprietary blend has no additives or fillers, just the full nutritional value of a variety of 31 different fruits and vegetables. Balance of Nature provides you with a natural energy boost without a caffeine crash, a 3 o'clock slump, or an early bedtime. Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself by going to balanceofnature.com or by calling 1-800-246-8751 and use discount code USA.
Republican Senator David Perdue of Georgia will quarantine after being exposed to someone infected with COVID-19. Days before the runoff election to keep his Senate seat, he will be sidelined per CDC guidelines. The senator and his wife both tested negative for the virus. Caution, fireworks on January 6th. USA Radio News, Dan Naraki.
Senator Josh Hawley says he will challenge Joe Biden's electoral victory in Pennsylvania, forcing Congress to debate on the results of the presidential election in at least one state. The Missouri Republicans' challenge to the results are likely to delay certification of the Electoral College's vote when Congress meets in a joint session on January 6th. Hawley tells Fox News he's going to take his opportunity to stand up for election integrity.
I mean, somebody has to stand up here. You've got 74 million Americans who feel disenfranchised, who feel like their vote doesn't matter, and this is the one opportunity that I have as a United States Senator. This process right here, my one opportunity to stand up and say something, and that's exactly what I'm going to do.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide-and-seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Ah, the memories. George Jetson getting mauled by the dog on the treadmill. We would laugh and laugh and... Jane, the wife, always got the cash on the dash. We Americans had a lot of expectations back in the day. The big one, flying cars by 2020. I know, right? So drop what you're doing, sell the house, and let's move to New Hampshire. Yeah, New Hampshire. Because that's where you'll find Republican Sherman Packard, a New Hampshire House of Representative from the Rockingham 5 District. Because of this man's efforts, flying cars are now legal on New Hampshire roads. You heard me right. Flying cars are now legal on New Hampshire roads. In a recent sit-down interview with New Hampshire Public Radio, Representative Packard said there was nothing on the books that would have allowed this type of vehicle on the road. To allow them to even exist in New Hampshire, we had to pass this type of legislation. Executive Director Jeff Repsis of the Aviation Museum of New Hampshire says the first wave of flying cars probably won't distract traditional traffic, and so will prove an easy law for motorists to adapt to. The only downside, no one makes flying cars in 2020. Don't fret, my friends. The future is near, and when flying cars finally get to market, the state law in New Hampshire will permit their flight on state roads. Thank you, New Hampshire. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pryor.